Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, guys, we've got to talk about some of the new files that have been released, direct allegations against Donald J. Trump in the Epstein files. Is it a coincidence that the DOJ releases these right as there's a war raging with Iran, a war that I still have no justification for? The administration literally practically isn't even trying to create justifications for. Is it a coincidence? I don't know. Some politicians like AOC have pointed out it does seem like every single time, or there's at least a correlation, I should say, that every single time a lot of conversation is going on around the Epstein files, every single time something happens with the Epstein files, correlates with Donald Trump doing something that maybe is meant to distract. I don't know. You can let me know in the comments down below. But we've got to talk about some of this because it is absolutely heinous. It is heinous stuff. It's important that everybody knows, and it's important that people stay focused and are talking about this. Before we get started, though, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. You guys have shown so much love and support lately. Truly, I appreciate it. It'd mean a lot. If you go right down below, make sure you subscribe to Adam Mockler, hit like on this video, and one last ask, it would mean a lot if you check out my YouTube channel, which is also right down below. I do want to point out one more thing before I get started. I was scrolling Reddit today, as one does, and I saw this in the Adam Mockler subreddit, Chris Mowry video about Brandon Herrera. Now, I want to be clear, this video has now been taken down from the Adam Mockler channel, but it says, Chris just posted this video and it is affiliated with Adam. I typically like Adam's takes, but this video by Chris pissed me off and I'm just going to copy the comment I left on the video below. I'm a liberal, but also a vet. Please take this, excuse me, as constructive criticism. And talks a little bit about the video being out of context, some of the clips not being in good faith. For example, this one, you brought an out of context video with a book from a guy from Germany, if you catch my drift, and went on to, and in reality, the video went on to make fun of the guy from Germany and how terrible the book is. In the video that I made, it's framed as if he owns this book because he likes the guy from Germany. Also brought in a clip with German music, and he says, I'm willing to bet if I go find this video, it will be either a German weapon or used in some World War II history. They're also poking fun at it, et cetera, et cetera. It's embarrassing. This is the exact type of video some of my center-right friends would point and claim that liberals are overreacting and soft, do better, or expect the MAGA shitheads to keep winning. And look, I want to say really quickly to Captain Turtle, I really appreciate this comment from the bottom of my heart. I also really appreciate your service. You said you were a veteran. This, like I said, this video has now been taken down. I talked to Adam a little bit about this, and I want to be clear, like, misinformation is something I'm so passionate about. Being truthful on these videos is something I'm so passionate about. I dropped the ball on this Brandon Herrera video, and I promise moving forward to do better. And I just wanted to highlight this because, again, I appreciate comments like this, keeping me accountable. And I also just want to reiterate how much I care about telling the truth. Like, the video I made here was not a good one, and I dropped the ball, and I can do better, and I promise I will do better. So I just want to say really quickly, thank you to Captain Turtle. Just wanted to highlight this for everybody on the Adam Mockler channel. We are really focused on stuff like this. We did not do a good job with this video. We will continue to keep up the good fight and be truthful and be the best we can be. I love each and every one of you, and I really, really appreciate your support. So some of the new documents we got, you've probably heard about this, which is a document that the DOJ quietly released after a lot of public pressure. The FBI is interviewing someone who's between the ages of 13 and 15 years old and goes on in several pages, and it's very intense to read, that directly accusing Donald J. Trump of forcing her to do sexual acts with Jeffrey Epstein. And if we scroll a little bit, and we read here, this individual who's redacted recalled at least one incident in which Epstein took her off of the island when she was between 13 and 15 years old. He drove her and or flew her to either New York or New Jersey. She was, quote, introduced to someone with money. Money, it was Donald Trump, end quote. Blank and Epstein were with others, to include Trump, in a very tall building with huge rooms. Trump did not like Blank. From the get-go, he didn't like that I was a boy-girl, referencing, and if we go to the next page here, a tomboy. Blank could not recall the identities of the other individuals present. However, they all exited when Trump asked everyone to leave the room. Trump mentioned something to the effect of, quote, let me teach you how little girls are supposed to be, unzipped his pants, and put Blank's head down to his crotch area. She would end up biting, quote, biting the shit out of it. Trump struck her. Words to the effect of, quote, get this little bitch the hell out of here. I mean, some really just... horrible allegations, like stunningly horrible. The DOJ releasing this after some pressure, being like, oh, sorry, we forgot to mention the fact that the president of the United States has been directly accused, and the FBI interviewed someone directly accusing Donald Trump of trying to force an individual between the ages of 13 and 15 years old to perform sexual acts on him with Jeffrey Epstein. We also have this document from 2021 that I started the video with. Appears to be the same individual going back to the FBI and wanting to know why something wasn't being done in regards to the information that she had provided about Trump. Blank expected things to come out by now regarding Trump, and Blank had a friend in Florida who used to see Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump together all the time and stated Trump was, quote, Trump was actively recruiting girls. Take a listen to this clip from MS Now.
The Trump Justice Department has just uploaded new FBI documents missing from the initial releases of the Epstein files. Right now, MS Now is pouring through these new files. We are taking our time to make sure we get it right, and we want to be careful on what we report on air. Here is what we can tell you right now. Three of these documents are FBI 302 memos, notes that FBI agents used to summarize witness interviews. These notes contain unsubstantiated sexual assault allegations against Donald Trump. Specifically, they detail an unsubstantiated account of a woman who accused Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein sexually assaulting her decades earlier when she was just a teenager. One of the new documents reads in part, quote, Redacted was asked whether she felt comfortable detailing her contacts with Trump. Redacted again asked what the point would be of providing the information at this point in her life when there was a strong possibility nothing could be done about it.
I mean, it's so tragic. It's so, so tragic and so sad. The survivors of this deserve justice, and there is a clear cover-up going on at the Department of Justice. Again, the files don't exist, the files are on Pam Bondi's desk. I'm going to release them on day one, and then actually, the files don't exist. Actually, they're actually a complete hoax. We should stop talking about the files. Who cares about Jeffrey Epstein? Then being forced by Congress to actually release the files after all this public pressure, and then the DOJ still breaking the law. We don't have over 50% of the Epstein files. The Epstein files we do have, they haven't come forward and explained their redactions. People like Donald Trump are heavily redacted when they shouldn't be based on the law. Anybody who's living in reality knows that this is a clear cover-up by the DOJ, because Donald Trump was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. He's protecting his friends who are pedophiles and himself, who is a pedophile. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's truly tragic. Take a listen to this clip. Like, the hypocrisy every single time I listen to this guy now is unbelievable. Listen to this.
The savages who murder and rape with impunity must be permanently removed from society. We must not allow our criminal justice systems to be corrupted so that they protect these criminals and animals at the expense of your people.
That sounds exactly like what's going on right now. Donald Trump referencing all these other people, that's him. And the DOJ covering it up, you know, because he's the president of the United States, and these places like the DOJ have been filled to the brim with loyalists. The thing is, Hillary Clinton has now gone in and testified, right? Bill Clinton has testified. Why is Donald Trump not testifying? Why is Melania Trump not testifying? Take a listen to this.
In the Epstein files, potentially. I do think in this case, as my colleague Annie Carney says, this isn't Hillary Clinton's first rodeo. She kind of ate Republicans for lunch during the Benghazi hearings, so I don't think this will go very well for them. I think it will be different for Bill Clinton.
I was going to say, Kate, that
Yeah, exactly. Not her first rodeo, and Republicans trying to, you know, hyper-politicize this and put, you know, make Hillary and Bill Clinton testify, which they're happy to do. They go in, they testify, right? Hillary Clinton knows what she's doing, but it's like, okay, now we've set this precedent. You know, it's really interesting. Hillary Clinton has to testify. She never met Jeffrey Epstein. Melania Trump, all the evidence would point to the fact that Melania Trump met Donald Trump through Jeffrey Epstein. That they were introduced to each other through Jeffrey Epstein. One potential question here, just throwing it out there, if she was testifying, Melania Trump, hey, did Jeffrey Epstein take you and introduce you to the President of the United States, your husband? Or is it the opposite? Did Donald Trump come up to you with Jeffrey Epstein and he made the introduction for Trump to you? Like, it's stunning, the hyperpolitization that's going on. It is such a disgrace. And the thing is, while we do this, there's other countries who are actively arresting people in relation to the Epstein files and collecting all the evidence like sane citizens of their countries. Take a listen to this.
First, 2018, Jeffrey Epstein sent an email to an unknown contact regarding Tommy Robinson's release from prison saying, good work. Welcome to episode 8 of Epstein in Britain. Now, you may have noticed during this series that Epstein and his billionaire associates had a fondness for the far right and movements like Brexit. When Epstein became active in the 90s, the British far right was a political dead end. Groups like the British National Party, led by John Tyndall and later Nick Griffin, dominated the scene, alongside violent neo-Nazi factions like Combat 18, but they never got above a single local council seat. The Epstein class needed assets that could wear a suit and parrot a specific global agenda. And that shift happened in 2009 with the creation of the English Defence League. Stephen Yaxley-Lennon, operating as Tommy Robinson, provided the megaphone on the streets. But the financial and strategic engine operating behind him was Alan Ayling, a City of London millionaire. Ayling publicly documented his strategy. To gain real power, the UK far right had to align with international counter-jihad networks. And following this exact blueprint, the EDL began flying Israeli flags at their demonstrations. And in 2010, the group launched an official Jewish division, directed by Roberta Moore, a woman with documented links to the Jewish Defence League, a right-wing extremist group in the United States. Simultaneously, other members of the British right made a parallel pivot. In 2010, the UKIP Friends of Israel launched. UKIP leader Nigel Farage began directly courting international pro-Israel donors and speaking at their events. By waving the flag, the EDL soon caught the attention of Pamela Geller. Between 2010 and 2013, Geller opened the funding channels, and as documented directly on her own organization's public blogs, she directed cash to Robinson and financed his travel to speak at a 2012 rally in New York. With the street-level agitation funded and aligned, the political heavyweights moved in. By 2013, Steve Bannon entered the UK sphere. Bannon was vice president of Cambridge Analytica, a data firm funded by US billionaire Robert Mercer. In 2014, Bannon officially introduced Cambridge Analytica to Nigel Farage and the Leave EU campaign. Cambridge Analytica was subsequently utilized to harvest digital data and target British voters, meaning a firm directed by an Epstein associate was actively working to secure the Brexit result. And at the very least, Epstein was watching it all unfold. Leaked communication reveals Jeffrey Epstein and Palantir owner Peter Thiel directly discussing the 2016 Brexit result, stating it was just the beginning. Following the Brexit vote, heavy US institutional funding flooded into Robinson's operation to keep the momentum going. And this financial backing arrived directly from major donors within the American pro-Israel lobby. In 2017, American tech billionaire Robert Shulman began paying Robinson a $5,000 a month salary, and the Philadelphia-based Middle East Forum documented spending over $60,000 on Robinson's legal defense and organizing his London demonstrations. Stay tuned for episode 9, where we look a little bit closer at Reform UK and the continued influence on the far right today.
Wow. I mean, that's a very impressive 3-minute deep dive there on how Jeffrey Epstein played an integral role in so much around the world and was around so many powerful people. And it got other countries are doing something about this. They're all looking at us like, what the hell is going on? Well, Donald Trump is covering it all up. I also want to point out in that video, Tommy Robinson, one of the main individuals in that 3-minute video, his son is on Instagram showing off private jets, expensive clothes, and luxury holidays. It also, I guess, came a week after, like all of this flexing, after Tommy begged followers for money because he had to flee the UK to escape ISIS. Spencer has now gone private on Instagram. You know, the specifics around this, I don't know. I just, it's like such a type, the grifter type, right? Of course, Tommy Robinson's son is like flexing private jets after begging for money to escape ISIS. It's a grifter. It's all a grift. It is all a grift. And again, while other countries are doing something, we do nothing. These hearings in front of Congress don't even mean anything anymore. They've been so hyper-politicized. If I had it my way, in a perfect world, we would make very strict rules moving forward in the United States around if you get called in to testify in front of Congress that you have to answer questions. and who's going to enforce this? I mean, part of the problem now is that the DOJ enforces these laws. And, you know, if the DOJ is hyper-politicized, they're just not going to enforce the laws on themselves or enforce laws they don't care about, a.k.a. constitutional crisis. But we have to find out a way that people like Pam Bondi, for example, have to answer questions. Listen to this.
So who gave the order to flag records related to President Trump?
To flag records for President Trump?
To flag any records which included his name.
I'm not going to discuss anything about that with you, Senator.
Eventually, you're going to have to answer for your conduct in this. And you won't do it today, but eventually you will. I yield, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, well, number one, yes, she will. All of these people will have to answer for these crimes eventually. We're going to keep pushing one day at a time. Make sure you register to vote, by the way, for the midterms. And I say in 2026. It is 2026. Make sure you register to vote. But again, it's just so disappointing that it's like she could just act however she wants. What's the point in these, you know, testimonies anyway anymore? Nothing. It's all hyper-politicized. Pam Bondi can just say, I'm not answering that question. And again, in the files that I showed earlier, Donald Trump accused of hitting that same girl who refused to carry the act out on him. Some people are still, you know, reviewing and trying to understand what connections we could be missing, because that's what we have to do when the DOJ won't do their job. This is absolutely insane, heinous. Let me know what you think of all of it in the comments down below. I really appreciate you watching this video and being so supportive here on the Adam Mockler channel. It means the world. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel down below, and I will see you in the next video.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.